Hi, this is Luke Cassidy from the online team. Today there was more turmoil in the financial markets with European shares falling again, following on from the sharpest one-day fall in 2 years. With me on the line is economics editor Dan O'Brien to try and make some sense of the situation. Dan, why are the markets so nervous?
I think they're nervous for a whole number of reasons. But most fundamentally, there has been an expectation in financial markets for the past 3 years that the world would go back to normal. That growth would resume and that a recovery would take place pretty much as recoveries in previous recessions over recent decades, that the recovery would mirror those recoveries. And every time information, new data, new developments emerge to show that, in fact, no, this recovery won't be like other recoveries, there tends to be a period of fright and panic. And that's what we're seeing at the moment. We've had a slew of data recently showing that there's a risk of a return to recession in both Europe and the US. And this is causing people to leave risky anything that they consider, any assets they consider to be risky, such as shares, and pile into things like gold, an asset that gives you no return, but is something tangible, and in times of acute fear, people would prefer to have a tangible chunk of metal rather than an intangible financial asset.
On Tuesday, Chancellor Merkel and President Sarkozy held a crisis meeting. Some of the critics says the results of that was just noise playing to a domestic political agenda rather than an economic one. Others were saying that this has helped spark off the latest jitters in the market. What are the markets looking for from the leadership?
Well, in Europe, the European sovereign debt crisis has been going on for a long time. Quite unusually for a change, the sovereign debt crisis, despite so much concern, particularly in the US, the sovereign debt crisis has actually calmed somewhat, and to a considerable extent, and most likely to entirely to the extent that the European Central Bank has intervened to buy the government bonds of Italy and Spain, the weak countries, and that has calmed the bond market. But the market for equities, that's shares in companies, have been weakening. There's not a lot governments can do about that, certainly in the short term. And one of the reasons there's such fear is because there's a recognition that governments may not be able to do all that much. There's not that much ammunition left for governments to fight a decline, a return back to recession. For example, 3 years ago, when the world went into recession, most governments ramped up public spending to help support demand in their economies. This time, many countries simply can't do that. They don't have the borrowing capacity to ramp up spending to help boost demand. And the very fact that there's so little ammunition left causes market participants to be even more scared, because if things do dip, there may not be anything there to cushion the fall.
You mentioned there the dreaded recession word. Yesterday, Morgan Stanley warned that both the US and the Eurozone are dangerously close to a recession. What is likely to happen next? Does anybody know?
Well, nobody knows. Economic forecasting is an art, not a science. So that's the first thing. There are simply too many variables to be able to forecast accurately what will happen. What we do know is that the most recent indicators, both in terms of GDP, that's the widest measure of economic activity, and other survey data, which are more forward-looking from July, show that unquestionably economic the momentum of economic growth in both in the Euro-Atlantic economy, let's call it, has slowed in recent months. There's no question about that. Now, does that mean that the momentum will continue and will go into negative territory, or will we hit a soft patch as we did last year in the developed world economy? As I say, it is not, you know, people make forecasts all the time. It's impossible to predict accurately, but there are very good reasons to believe that there is a big risk that we could go into another recessionary period, given the momentum we've seen recently, how it's slowed, and given the fundamentals underpinning the developed world economy that are so weak. Coming back to the point earlier, the recession that we've suffered has been an unusual recession. It's been caused by a financial crisis, not the more normal recessions that are caused by a period of overheating and then higher interest rate by central banks. Those sort of recessions tend to be shallower and economies emerge from them more quickly. This recession was triggered by a massive financial crisis, the biggest financial crisis ever. And that will make recovery more difficult because the damage financial crises inflict on economies is bigger. So we're in for a long period before there's any sort of normalization, I think.
Dan O'Brien, thank you very much.
Thank you.